Hi, and welcome back to Alternative Therapies on English Waves. Last week, we spoke about reflexology, which relieves stress in the body through massage of the feet, hands, and ears, helping it to heal and regenerate. Today, our topic is Reiki, which is also an energy-based manual therapy, but a very different one to reflexology. It's interesting to know that reflexology and Reiki can be used together to reduce stress, which, by the way, is responsible for up to 80% of all illnesses. That's a very high number. So why not improve our chances of staying healthy by reducing stress? So what is Reiki? Reiki is a Japanese hands-on technique that promotes healing by boosting the immune system and reducing stress. It's based on the idea that we all have a life force energy flowing through us. If your life force energy is low, then you're at a high risk of falling ill or becoming stressed. And if it's high, there's a good chance that you'll feel healthy and relaxed. The word Reiki comes from two Japanese words. First word Rei means God's wisdom or the higher power, and the second word Ki means life force energy. So Reiki means life force energy guided by a higher power. But what does that actually mean for us? Well, Reiki practitioners won't massage you the way reflexologists do. They put their hands in various positions on or above your head, shoulders, stomach, or feet, and let energy flow from their hands into your body. This energy can soothe and heal you. In a session of 45 minutes to an hour and a half, you might experience a deep, warm feeling of relaxation, peacefulness, security, and well-being. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Reiki treats the whole person, including the body, emotions, mind, and spirit. It's very good for mental and emotional problems, while reflexology is better for dealing with physical problems. Many alternative therapy practitioners believe that healing begins with the mind and then goes on to the body, and that's why Reiki and reflexology complement each other so well. Now, you're probably wondering what we can treat with Reiki aside from stress. Reiki is not a magical solution to all health problems, but it does have some positive effects on all illnesses, from headaches, colds, tension, and anxiety, to more serious illnesses like heart disease, cancer, and chronic pain. With diseases like cancer, Reiki can reduce and even eliminate the negative side effects of chemotherapy and depression. But stress reduction is what most people say they experience after seeing a Reiki practitioner. Now, if you're someone who's used to being manipulated by physiotherapists, osteopaths, or reflexologists, Reiki may not sound very down to earth, but rest assured, it's not a sect or a religion. Although the energy we speak about in Reiki is spiritual in nature, Reiki is, above all, a manual therapy. If you're still not convinced, you may be interested in scientific research done on the effectiveness of Reiki by using it to treat cancerous tumors in mice. 5 mice with breast cancer that had a fatality rate of 100% over a month received Reiki for an hour a day over 30 days. The tumors healed and the mice lived. The control group of mice with breast cancer who weren't treated at all died before the month was over. These results were so remarkable that the researchers did the experiment 3 more times in different cities to see if they could find the same results again. 88% of the Reiki-treated mice lived, and 100% of the control group mice died. What's more, mice that had been healed with Reiki in the first experiment were injected with cancerous cells a second time, and this time the mice didn't even develop cancer. It's food for thought, isn't it? These studies, published in the Journal of Science Exploration in 2000 by Crinsley D. Bengston, probably wouldn't surprise a Reiki practitioner, but are very impressive for those of you who have never tried Reiki. Why not let the results convince you to give Reiki a try the next time you're feeling anxious, stressed, or depressed? It couldn't hurt, could it? Tune in next week for another episode of Alternative Therapies if you're looking for natural ways of optimizing your health.